David Pfeiffer's entered two in the race, a debuter Ready Cat Go, and the other one that we know I am excited. David, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew.
How you been?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, I'll get back to coughs at the end of the interview just after last week with Palathronius, but I guess it's interesting, mate. I was just talking to Gerald about Minari. These horses have got to sort of step back, but I am excited. Looks really capable of doing that.
Yeah, same again. She's another one who's going to take the next step. She ran third in a stakes race up at Scone, and then backed that form up with winning her maiden at Warwick Farm, which was had a little bit of depth about it, and she had her own task to get over on the day, but she done it. She got a short little break from that, so she sort of carried nice residual fitness coming back into the stables. Since being in the stable, she's ticked all the boxes and followed through with a nice trial win.
Yeah, the trial was nice, mate.
Yeah, very nice. It was probably a little bit better than I expected, but don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining either.
No, that's right. I guess that's just what you want to see, don't you? You just want to see her come back and be prepared for the weekend. She's a definite to run on Saturday.
Yeah, she'll definitely be accepted. I'm in two minds what to do with Ready Cat Go yet. She's a well-bred filly that's trialled nice and shown she's got nice ability. But these are 3-year-olds that have got good race experience in good, strong, solid races. And, I know she's still learning her trade. So I don't really want to throw in a race if she's not quite up to it mentally.
Yep.
And so I'm in two minds as yet whether it is the target of maiden next week at Canterbury.
Okay, so a bit up in the air. So you'll throw in an entry for that and then see what happens between now and...
Yep.
Well, I guess you've got to make a decision by the time you nominate, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. She's a nice type, though. Just taking a little bit of time?
Yeah, it's taking a little bit of time. She's a nice, big, strong type. She's half to atmospherical and gaze choice, so I've had a bit to do with the family, and I know that most of them are all horses that get better as they get older, generally 3, 4, or 5-year-olds. It's only an early 3-year-old at this stage, but she is one more than ready, and more than ready, can get going a little bit earlier, but mentally I think Shelly's probably still not at the top of her game.
Yep, okay. The way I'm listening to you, and I'm probably putting words in your mouth, is that you may look at the softer option next week for her.
And look, I think for her going forward, it's probably the best option.
Yep.
I just know that your sad day is probably going to be a small but elite field.
Yep.
And if she runs herself in the places, her getting black type early in her career can make her worth a lot of money.
Yeah, understand. It is interesting. I mentioned Richard Friedman won't be accepting with Delight. The other one, YPO for Toby Edmonds, won't be. And Siege of Quebec is very much undecided for Gay and Adrian Bott. They're thinking the colt isn't trialling this morning, and they may trial next week and then go after that. So Siege of Quebec may not be there on Saturday, but it appears everything else is going there. So as you say, it's a small number, but they're good quality.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and look, the same again with my filly. I'm excited. She hasn't really been tested at that grade yet, so we've got to wait and see her to take that next step forward as well.
Yeah, understand. All right, mate, good luck. I hope it's a good day Saturday. I hope the filly runs well for you.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Oh, Dave, I've got to ask you, Coffs Harbour, not everything worked out with Palathronius, got back, and the sort of the weight really dug in deep late, didn't it?
Yeah, look, he touched a bit sluggish out of the barriers and then got a little squeeze, and they just put him too far back in the race. And, they 3 litres sort of stacked the field up. Horses were happy to sit sort of 3 deep, 4 deep in a tight bunch of field. So it was hard for Kieran to get himself involved and make a run into it or even improve his ground mid-stage of the race. So, in a big field for a slow-run race, it just found it very hard for him to make up ground, and especially with that weight, to try and come back in that race with a slow tempo. He just had a big task in front of him, and I thought the horse done really well to do what he'd done. It just didn't pan out for him on the day.
Are you going to continue the prep?
I'm going to make a decision end of the week. I just sort of wait and see who pulls up. He's had five runs his preparation, and obviously he's had a good prep. I'll probably
wait and see,
just want to see if he shows me his signs through the week. If he tells me he's had enough, because a trip up the highway like that can knock him around a bit.
Yep.
So I'll just give him a few quiet days at home, and if he tells me he's going to the paddock, well, he can have a well and rest.
Yeah, understand. All right, mate. Thanks for your time, Dave. Good luck with the weekend ahead.
No worries. Thanks very much.
David Pfeiffer there. So he'll be lining up his horse, I Am Excited, the other one, Ready Cat Go?